They got me, and they didn't even know it. I'm talking about the Babylon Bee. They put out a few articles that really hit to the core of someone my age having a midlife crisis or just our little quirks. That's what I want to talk to you all about today. Mondays and Wednesdays, we talk apologetics and theology here on the Council of Trent. Fridays, though, it's Free for All Friday. We talk about whatever I want to talk about. And today, these are the three articles of the Babylon Bee that definitely got me. I'm going to start with the biggest one that when I read it, it almost did move me to tears, thinking, oh, wow, this is what I've ended up, and there's other guys who feel the same way. Here's the article. It was posted back in October of 2022. The title is, Man Still Chasing That High He Felt Playing Halo at LAN Party with the Fellas Back in 2001. So LAN is a local area network. That'd be back in the day. So in 2001, it's back when I was in high school, you'd plug all the Xboxes together and you'd have your little Halo party. So let me just read the article. I'll put a little bit of commentary here or there, but it definitely encapsulates the male millennial midlife crisis. I know there's other guys feeling the same way. So here's the article. It starts, Sometimes I just wish I could go back. Greg Fellman looks out the window as the morning drizzle slowly comes down, blakening the grass with a gray sheen. He's 37 years old. He has a wife and kids and a steady career. By all accounts, he's been successful in life. Okay, it's starting to all come around for me, and then it starts to take the turn into the morose. But Fellman says he's never been able to replicate the feeling he had in 2001, throwing back Mountain Dews with the fellas as they played Halo Combat Evolved all night long. I mean, I'm happy in life. I am, he says, as he slowly sips a coffee, black, no cream or sugar. But you know, 16 guys, 4 Xboxes, 4 giant CRT televisions, no sleep. If I'm being honest with myself, everything I do is just trying to get that feeling back. But I remember that feeling. I remember that feeling of staying up super late. You're just with the other guys. And Mountain Dew. I remember we also had Code Red Mountain Dew, which is probably the Mountain Dew that was really, really bad for you. But Cheetos, Mountain Dew, Taco Bell, back when you could eat all of that stuff and you wouldn't be feeling it in your, you wouldn't be feeling the pain in your stomach for a few days and then it following in your gut for the next few years. But it goes on to say, Fellman's taken up hobbies like golf and barbecuing meat. He joined a local softball league for the fun, camaraderie, and exercise. From time to time, he even boots up his Xbox and tries to get the guys together for one last hurrah. Online, of course. But it's not the same. It'll never be the same, according to Fellman. He chuckles and runs his fingers across his stubble, a far cry from the baby-faced little dweeb he was in high school. There was that one time Steve kept blowing himself up with the rocket launcher on Blood Gulch. Classic Steve. Wonder what he's up to nowadays. Steve died in 2017. And that's it. That's just the art. That's all. That's the article. But it does stick with me. I really do feel like there's a lot of guys, you know, you reach that point in your middle age and you've got little kids, you've got a career, you're established. And yet you have a little bit of a longing for those carefree days. And actually, I do have a favorite Halo memory with the guys. This would have been late high school, I believe. So junior or senior year, a friend of ours was a fifth year senior. So he had his own apartment and we could just stay up all night there if we wanted to playing. And there were 8 of us there. So we had 2 televisions in 2 separate rooms hooked up with a really long cable. And we're playing and finally gets narrowed down. Myself, and I think it was my friend Sam, we were, it was 49-49, 50 points is where you win the round. You're shooting at everybody. And a grenade goes off and we both get flung off this platform and we're falling through the air. And I pull out the overpowered Halo pistol, pop one right into him, get 50 right before we hit the ground and everything's reset. And it was just amazing. We're cheering. Ah, those were the days. So I think it's okay to reminisce about the fun you had as a young person before. So I think it's okay to reminisce about these fun times. You don't want to get overly nostalgic and anxious and stuck on it and not be able to enjoy the things you can do now that provide you joy you could not have when you were in your teens or in your 20s. But it's okay to also acknowledge back then the things that you had fun doing you don't do anymore. And just, you know, to innocently reminisce about that. But here's the next one, though. The focus is more on a joy of something. I feel like every dad who's around my age has got to appreciate this particular moment. The article is from April 2023. In absolute highlight of week, man eats burger alone in his car. Reports are flying in of an event that sounds too crazy to be true. In an absolute highlight of the week, local man Jobert Phillips, I don't know why it's Jobert, ate a burger alone in the peace and quiet of his car. As if that weren't enough to absolutely fry brains, he also listened to a podcast. "These last 15 minutes have been nothing short of paradise," said Phillips, while wiping ketchup off the driver's seat and searching for the fry that disappeared in the gap between his seat and the console. That gap, man, my keys, my wallet. I remember on Shark Tank, they had a thing you can put in the gap there, but I never bothered to buy it like everything else on Shark Tank, except for Scrub Daddy. "Having a wife and five, no, six kids doesn't shake a stick at what I'm doing right here, right now, in this moment." Sources say that multiple observers witnessed a spectacular event, including a hobo, a family who nervously walked past, and the employee tasked with gathering shopping carts in the Walmart parking lot where Phillips had parked. Following his epic lunchtime endeavor, Phillips took a moment to soak in the sense of satisfaction and achievement flowing through him, and even rolled down his window to let his left forearm get a little bit of sun. Incredible. At publishing time, Jobert Phillips had returned home to hear his wife tell of the absolute highlight of her week, wherein she took a shower that lasted more than 5 minutes. I have been in that situation a fair number of times. I'm trying to dial back now because of my age. I realize gluten is the bad guy. I used to really make fun of celiac and gluten allergies, and now I realize gluten is actually terrible for you, and it's bad for me. It makes me tired, makes me sad, makes my tummy hurt. So I don't really eat. The only burgers I can really have now that I eat are In-N-Out protein-style burgers because they're wrapped in lettuce. But oh, to have those burgers where you can bite into that sugary, that's why bread, like sliced bread, for example, the reason it's different than regular bread you bake in the bakery has preservatives and sugar in it to make it sweeter and to make it last longer. But I will tell you, there is a very unique joy that comes from going to McDonald's, getting the $3.50 bundle, which is a double cheeseburger and a small fry. Although $3.50, it used to be $3. I mean, they used to have the dollar menu. We're never going to see that again. But just to get that, then pull your car off to the side, bite into that double cheeseburger, savor that fake but good cheese they put on it. That's what we want from the McDonald's cheeseburger. We just want loaded with that fake cheese. They put some kind of like crack cocaine or something in that to get us to eat it. And it's good. I understand that. My friend John, who also has a McDonald's addiction, he always said to me, "Oh, that McDonald's fake cheese, I just make out with that stuff." My wife is like, "I get it." So, and then you just sit in your car and you've got the radio playing, you're listening to a podcast, and it's quiet. You're just eating it in the seat like the slob that you are, fishing around for fries, and it's a small fry, so you go too fast and you try to ration out the last few fries that are there, and then finally you're left with just a little bit of the fry crumbs in that small paper bag. And while you're eating, the man, when they write these articles, they really put themselves, I'm sure this guy was writing it while he's eating that burger in his car, because it's not as nice sitting in your car if the weather is just right. It's like a little nice warm oven. If it's, you know, if it's like 68 degrees out, but it feels like a nice fresh 76 in the car, to have the sun come through and warm your arm a little bit, it's just that little thing. And then you finish and go about your day and go home and see the kiddos. But just having that little bit of alone time, I can't do it anymore, really, unless I act like a weirdo and I take the buns off the burger. And I'm not going to do that. Finally, the last one comes from March 2024. A groundbreaking new study has confirmed what has been suspected for decades, revealing that 99% of all men pretend to use the force when opening and closing automatic doors. The rest of the article tries to repeat the joke. The article itself is not super funny. It's like sometimes, hey, you get the joke out of the headline. There's not much you can pull from it. But I felt like the headline is absolutely true. Now, when I'm very tired or I'm just shuffling about my day, I don't think of it. But I feel like that men, especially with the automatic door, there's something deep inside you that reminds you of the force. And it's like the one time you can just wave your hand and make something happen. My friend Ryan, actually, I remember once he told her, "Daddy actually does know the force." I think she was like, you know, 2 or 3 years old. He said, "Yeah, of course Daddy knows the force." They go to Target, waves his hand, and then opens the door for her. So that was it. Those were the three articles, really more two articles and a headline that stuck out to me. But oh, Babylon Bee, you have done it again. Thank you guys so much for listening. And yeah, I just hope that you enjoy the rest of your Friday and the rest of your weekend.